Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're digging into South Africa's Consumer Protection Act, the CPA from 2008. It's a really foundational piece of law.
Yeah, our mission here is to cut through the, the dense legal language and get right to the heart of it. What does it actually do and what rights does it give you? Because some of them are pretty surprising. Okay, let's get into it.
Absolutely. And what's really striking about the CPA, right from the start, is its vision. It's not just about making markets work smoothly. It explicitly aims to promote the social and economic welfare of consumers.
Social and economic welfare. That sounds bigger than just buying stuff.
It is. The preamble itself talks about historical inequalities, past discrimination. So a core goal is actually to help fulfill the rights of historically disadvantaged people. And it wants to make sure there are clear, accessible ways to get redress if you've been exploited. Transparency and efficiency are keywords there.
Okay, so it has this big social ambition. How does that translate down to, say, helping someone who might be vulnerable, maybe low income or doesn't read well? Where does the act get practical? Right, that's where Section 3 lays out the concrete objectives. Things like establishing a fair market, yes, but also specifically reducing the disadvantages faced by vulnerable consumers.
Yeah.
You mentioned low income, literacy issues. The act also explicitly mentions seniors, people living in remote areas. It's about leveling the playing field.
And encouraging better choices for everyone.
Exactly. Promoting responsible and informed consumer behavior is another key objective listed right there.
Okay, interesting. Now, before we get to things like contracts, something jumped out at me, privacy. I mean, does the CPA see unwanted sales calls as like a fundamental rights issue?
It definitely frames it that way. Chapter 2 goes straight into fundamental rights, and privacy is prominent. Section 11 gives you the right to restrict unwanted direct marketing. You can basically put your hand up and say stop. And Section 12 even puts limits on when suppliers can contact you at home for marketing. So no more super late night calls, hopefully. They have to respect your stated preference.
Okay, let's tackle the big one for many people. Fixed term contracts. You know, the gym membership, the phone plan, the one that just keeps rolling over unless you spot it months in advance. The CPA seems to really shift the power there, right? Tell us about this 20-day cancellation thing.
Yes. Section 14. This is a game changer. First off, the supplier can't just let that contract expire and auto-renew into another long term without telling you properly. They have to notify you, usually in writing, somewhere between 40 and 80 business days before it expires. And they have to spell out your options clearly.
40 to 80 days, that's a decent heads up.
It is, and here's the crucial part. If you do nothing after that notice, the contract doesn't lock you in again for a year or whatever. It automatically continues on a month-to-month basis.
Month-to-month, so you can just leave easily.
Exactly. But even better, maybe you decide halfway through the original term that you're done. You can cancel any fixed term agreement at any time just by giving 20 business days written notice.
Wow. Anytime. Just 20 days notice.
That's the rule. Now, they might be able to charge a reasonable cancellation penalty, but it can't be punitive. It basically neuters those really aggressive lock-in clauses we used to see.
That's huge. Okay, what about the quality of the stuff you actually buy? Does the CPA step in there too?
Oh, definitely. Sections 55 and 56 deal with the right to safe, good quality goods. There's what's called an implied warranty of quality.
Implied meaning? It's automatic. You don't need a separate guarantor.
Precisely. Every consumer good comes with this warranty, legally implied, for 6 months after you receive it. And if the goods fail during that time, maybe they break too easily, they're unsafe, defective, you have the right to return them.
And the supplier has to take them back.
Yes, without penalty to you. And importantly, you get to choose the remedy. They must either repair the item, replace it, or refund you the full price you paid.
The choice is yours, not theirs. That's another significant shift.
It really empowers the consumer in that situation.
So with all these rights, who actually makes sure companies follow the rules? Is there, like, a watchdog?
There is. The Act established the National Consumer Commission, the NCC. That's under Section 85. They're the main body responsible for promoting compliance and, crucially, enforcing the Act.
Enforcing how? What can they do?
Well, they investigate complaints from consumers, or they can initiate their own investigations. And if they find a supplier isn't complying, they can issue what's called a compliance notice under Section 100, which is legally binding.
Okay, got it. So there's an enforcement mechanism with teeth.
Yes, intended to ensure these rights aren't just on paper.
All right, let's wrap up with a final thought. You mentioned liability earlier. Usually we think if something goes wrong, you have to prove the company was careless or negligent. Does the CPA change that basic idea?
It dramatically changes it. Section 61 introduces the concept of strict liability for harm caused by goods.
Strict liability, meaning?
Meaning that if you suffer harm, and that includes death, injury, physical property damage, or even just economic loss because you were supplied with unsafe goods or goods that had a product failure, a defect, or a hazard, then the producer, the importer, the distributor, and the retailer can all be held liable.
Okay, but here's the key part.
Here's the key part. They are liable irrespective of whether the harm resulted from any negligence on their part.
Wow. So you don't have to prove they messed up.
You don't. You just need to show the product was unsafe or defective and that it caused the harm. The burden shifts significantly. It basically says if you put a faulty product into the market and it hurts someone, you are responsible. Full stop. Think about that. It makes everyone in the supply chain accountable, from the factory to the shop shelf. It's a profound change in responsibility, something to definitely keep in mind.